I'll just begin very briefly with a thought continuing on from last night. In the Avinu Malkeinu, as we started, what usually we associate as, at least I do mentally, with half an Avinu Malkeinu, because it's half a liturgical piece. Avinu Malkeinu Shema Kolenu Chus V'Rachem Aleinu, hear our voice, have compassion and mercy upon us. That was last night's Avinu Malkeinu, which again I'll note we're not going to be saying tonight because there's no Tachanun. But we're running through the list that we've been saying. The Avinu Malkeinu tonight is the follow-on, which is Avinu Malkeinu, Kabel Barachamim Uveratzon et Tefilatenu, our Father, our King, receive or accept with mercy and with favor our prayers. And I'm sure at some level I'm reading this through the lens of contemporary existence, through the news that is being filtered through all our updates and push notifications. But it strikes me that in last night's Avinu Malkeinu and tonight's Avinu Malkeinu, we have the principles of an ethics of protest, or at least an ethics of crisis. That we begin last night, Shema Kolenu, hear our voice. And I noted last night, it doesn't say hear our words, it says Kolenu, just hear our voice. Just hear the tenor and the tone, the passion, the emotive character of how we are feeling. And to some degree, and last night I noted that it's so important that we not only say the right thing, but we say it in the right way. We connote the meaning that we have. And of course, over the last few days, we have seen an upsurge of people standing to express their voice. And I'm not going to solve the problems or navigate the nuances of it in 2 minutes. But of course, we don't even need to talk about the violence as being whether it's acceptable or not. Of course, it's not. But aside from that, we have seen a country that has been riven by an upsurge of people trying to make their voice heard. And even that is an astonishing thing to entertain. Like, what does that do? What purpose does it serve? Meaning people who will say the only way to get attention is to smash things and break things have on their side the argument that you stand in the middle of the street and you have a protest and you wave a sign and you've got a bullhorn and you make so nothing changes and then you go back to life. But last night we said Shema Kolenu, actually raising our voice is a massively important part of shaping culture, public opinion, and building empathy. We turn to God and we say, Shema Kolenu Chus V'Rachem Aleinu. We don't even ask for him to answer anything. We don't say receive our prayers until the next Avinu Malkeinu. The first thing we do, we say, just hear the sound of our voice. Have empathy, have compassion, have mercy on who we are. And that, of course, is the first part of responding to crisis. Just try to build empathy. Just hear our voice. But crucially, we then turn to the next thing, which is Kabel Barachamim Uveratzon et Tefilatenu. We're no longer speaking at the emotive tenor of our voice. We're speaking about the content of our prayers. Hear what we have to say. And the shift also last night was Shema Kolenu Chus V'Rachem. Two terms, have mercy, have compassion. And here we say Kabel Barachamim Uveratzon, and we introduce now a rational favor, uveratzon, with purpose. Of course, we have to, when we try to face a crisis, we want people to feel how we're feeling, to build empathy, but then the next step is to say, okay, concretely, what is it we want to change? How are we to make a difference? What is our policy going forward? How do we move ahead? What are our concrete prayers? And of course, we turn to God at times of crisis in Avinu Malkeinu, at times of existential crisis when we are penitent and we say, just have empathy, hear our voice, and then please accept our prayers. Have empathy and then hear what we have to say. And it is my fervent hope, and I'm sure all our hopes, that those who are feeling such deep pain and are expressing that peacefully, and I'm sure anybody who saw that video can get the sense of visceral pain that people feel when they see that. We hope that their voice is heard and is not drowned out by those who are really hijacking this with violence. And not only that their voice is heard, but that prayers are answered, that justice is met and peace reigns. And that is across the country and also in our own lives, in our own relationships. And with that, we will turn to Marev. And of course, I don't mean this to be my bully pulpit.